Nolte, exclusive, nearly a quarter of Americans avoid Disney movies over leftist politics. By John Nolte on January 9, 2025. Polling shows that the Disney grooming syndicate has alienated nearly a quarter of the American public with its leftist politics. Rasmussen Report surveyed 1,408 U.S. adults and asked if they chose not to watch a Disney movie this year because of politics. Only 68% said no, while 23% said yes. Now you might be saying, what's the problem? Isn't 68% to 23% pretty good? Sure, if you're a politician or a political outlet like CNN or Fox News. By definition, politics is a polarizing business that will cost you customers. To truly grasp how bad those numbers are, you have to look at it this way. How many people would say the same if asked these questions? Have you chosen not to eat at Burger King this year because of politics? Have you chosen not to buy Charmin toilet paper this year because of politics? Have you chosen not to watch a Warner Brothers movie because of politics? Have you chosen not to buy a Ford truck because of politics? Have you chosen not to shop at Costco because of politics? Most people would answer those five questions with, "Wah? What are you talking about? What do you mean by politics?" An intelligent business keeps itself out of the political arena. Once you enter the political arena, especially as a brand, which is what the Disney grooming syndicate did, you're slitting your own throat in the throats of your stockholders. Before Disney decided to prey on your children by seeking to queer them using perversions like drag queens, transvestites, and transsexuals, before Disney decided to insinuate itself between parent and small child with homosexual storylines and then lobby for gay porn in elementary schools, Disney was one of the greatest brands in business history. Disney was infallible. Everyone loved Disney. Then Disney became the equivalent of a guy in a van with no pants circling a daycare center. In other words, Disney chose to sexually corrupt your children over profits, not to mention decent movies and TV shows. And it's not just the children. Disney's obnoxious woke worldview, its off-putting obsession with race and gender, destroyed Star Wars and Marvel, two of the greatest brands in movie history that attracted millions and millions of fans. No decent parent leaves their child alone with Disney. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.